Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm going to be your host today. I've got a great guest in store for you, Lance Isios. He is a Canadian globetrotter on a journey for health, wealth, and happiness. He is a former high-level hockey player that got knocked off his course and forced to make a change. He moved from Canada to Australia in pursuit of something more, and instead it led him to a life of drinking and partying that he hated. In the course of 2 years, he lost his brother and his father, and he realized he needed to change. Although he managed a top bar in Australia, he spent the year of 2017 not drinking. Now, Lance is on a journey to inspire the best way he can by sharing stories of his experiences, struggles, and most importantly, what he has learned along the way and how others can learn from it. He is on a new journey in business that has led him to a surprising spiritual journey. It is my pleasure to welcome Lance to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, let's fill in some of these gaps from your bio and just share a little bit more about yourself and your journey and what your business is today.
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up playing hockey, obviously through the different ranks. I got pretty high level up to junior level. But, you know, when you're around 20 years old, a lot of different temptations and distractions happen. So as it does for most teenagers or young adults that don't make a professional, that's kind of what happens. And then, you know, you go into the working world. I tried a bunch of different things. And then when I decided that doing regular jobs wasn't really my thing, all the labor intensive jobs, I've tried everything. I got into working into bars and restaurants. I realized that I had a passion for people and I loved helping people, loved being of service to people. So that took me on a road for many years that allowed me to travel, which was great. It definitely wasn't all bad. I had a great learning experience from it, but I hit a certain age where it kind of became my lifestyle and it kind of took over me. It went from a fun job part-time to my full lifestyle. And that's where things took over. And coupled with, the tragedy, the loss of two family members in my life and a lot of different things happening, I decided to use those skills that I had in a different way. So I realized that what it is I love is inspiring people, and I love making relationships with people and connecting. And I thought, well, what if I can do this in a way where I can connect and build relationships? So getting online and realizing the potential of social media and understanding how it works and how you can drive your message to people quite easily through videos and different, you know, advertising. There's all kinds of ways. And I realized that that was more for me. So that was the transition I made. And it kind of, I started out in one direction and it kind of evolved into what it is today. So it's been an interesting road and that's kind of taken me where we are now.
Well, that's great. So what do you feel that a couple of your greater skill sets are that have sort of helped you in succeeding in having your own business?
Definitely the basis of working, playing sports as a kid and learning the team aspect of life and how important it is to have commitment and goals, all these things that I never thought served me as a kid because you do them, you know, you don't really think about them. And now when it comes into the business world, they're directly reflective on how you start business and how you execute every day. So to answer your question, I would say communication with leadership. If you can communicate effectively, you can inspire people and lift them up. That's a huge one. And consistency. Consistency is super important. This is something that I've struggled with and I still do. And I think it's safe to say a lot of people do. But to have your plan laid out and to know that things you need to get done that day, you work towards getting done consistently. And if you don't beat yourself up. But you try to be as consistent as possible. So those are the things. Leadership, which goes with communication and consistency.
Perfect. So what is one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved that's super meaningful for you?
Well, being able to travel the world was, living in Australia was a huge one at one point. You know, I don't want to say it was all bad. There was a lot of good things that happened from that journey, which led me to where I am. But as far as a big accomplishment, I think one of the biggest ones was going 2017 without having a drink of alcohol. Now, it may sound easy to some people, but when you are working in a bar doing that, it was very challenging. It took a lot of internal growth. It took a lot of really digging deep to realize my why and why I was doing it. And from that journey sprouted out a whole bunch of other things that that came out into my life that I didn't realize. That inspiration, I got motivated. I had all these different things I wanted to do that I didn't really ever allow myself to before that. So I would say that would be, up to this date, going a whole year without drinking alcohol was probably the best accomplishment I've had in my life.
Well, that certainly is wonderful. And that had to be challenging, working in that environment, because a lot of times the easiest way to overcome something is to remove yourself from the environment that you're in. So what were some of the things that you relied on daily, or how you kind of worked your way through that? There had to be moments where you said, just today won't matter. Like, what? Because I know that's a struggle for people. And some people, because of their job situation or because of a family situation, things like that of adversity, a lot of times they don't have options. You know, they're in that. They don't have options to leave that environment. They're stuck there. So what are some of the things that you relied on a daily basis to kind of work through that?
Well, I say to anybody that wants to quit a habit like that, you need to understand why you're doing it, first of all. Second of all, you need to understand that things that are going to get in the way of that, you need to get rid of for at least a little while. So you can't put yourself into situations like that are going to make you fall apart. So for me, a huge thing is health and nutrition in my life. So I had to take care of my body, because what you put in your body directly has an effect and correlation to how you think. So if I put bad food into my body, I would start to get cravings and get tired. And that's when a lot of times it's a sugar style of craving alcohol. So people start to crave something to counteract them dropping in energy levels or for whatever reason. So I had to take care of my body. I had to exercise. So when I went to work, I was dialed in my fitness, my health, hydrated properly, obviously. So I went in setting myself up to win. I prepare myself food before work. I really plan my days and my weeks, because I know the distractions that can happen. So personally, if I start to eat junk food and all that, then other things start to happen. But if I commit to the choices that I make, the simple choices, as well as adding in stuff like meditation, practicing gratitude, all these things led me up to where I would walk into work completely prepared for the day and understand my why, and understand that it was going to be tough, because I had to have a lot of conversations with people. I had to explain myself a lot. But once I became comfortable, and once I realized how much more powerful I was to my team, to what my creativity, people started to stop asking questions and started to realize that it was a pretty unique thing that I was doing. And I was actually being better at my job than I would have been otherwise. So a lot of factors came into play.
Yeah, I bet. So then tell us about an obstacle or challenge that you faced, and then how you worked through that.
Oh, just every single day. Well, in far as, let's just talk about, I guess, the bar or doing the sober. Yeah, I mean, every single day I created a cocktail list. So I had to taste and obviously I couldn't swallow the stuff. So I had to spit, just like, you know, a wine taster or whatever. So I had to do that. And that was very challenging in itself. And being around something you sell that you can't have is very difficult. So daily I went through that. But what I went to realize, and I want anyone listening, is once you master something like that, you can master something that has so much power over you, realize that you can do anything. And I've realized that was a huge thing. And it's a huge thing on a lot of people, the daily struggles that you face when it's a pattern and when it becomes a pattern in your life. So once you can master that and have control of that, you can really realize that it's direct correlation to other things in your life. So yeah, the daily just being tempted with wanting to fall off or anything like that. But I just remembered that why I was doing it in the first place.
Right. And as I'm looking at that and I ask that, and usually the two aren't usually related for everybody that I do this interview with. And so, but it really is true that oftentimes the thing that is your greatest challenge ends up becoming your greatest accomplishment. And that is certainly the case for you.
For sure. I mean, now I'm able to control it. I do it in a very slight moderation, as you know, because I wanted to have that control in my life because I have so many things happening right now, business stuff, podcasts. So I want to be focused, but and not being around that environment obviously helps a lot too. So definitely it has definitely helped create clarity so that other, you know, opportunities can flow.
That's great. You know, just did a seminar last weekend and we really put the focus on choosing your one word for the year. And I got really, really quiet, kind of in meditation, kind of just sitting and instead of just picking my word of what I thought was a good word, you know. And it's really funny because this year, and it just came out of nowhere. I was just like, okay, but it was clarity. Like, I need to get really clear. And I think that for all of us, you know, getting that clarity about what it is you're really trying to accomplish, what it is you really want, what your real vision is, I think that that is kind of at the heart of everything that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's getting crystal clear, exactly, and painting that picture in your mind, because if you can see it in your mind, you can create it in reality. I truly 100% believe that. And sometimes we get very vague with our dreams and our goals. We have sort of an idea, but we don't really get clear. So I think that that is super important. And that's, I would say, for one word that I would say was inspire. That's truly what I desire to do, is inspire people. I've realized, I sat and thought about what it is I actually want to do, and it's to lift people and help them make a new decision, whatever it may be. And I think inspiration for me was one of those things, getting inspired from other people. I realized that that's what I want to do, and that's what I desire to do with others. So it's very interesting to be able to pick one word, and it kind of, it pops in your head, and it's interesting.
It's a really unique exercise to do, and then to come back to that word, you know, put it in a place where you can see, come back to that, and then start making some of your decisions based on, you know, I know one of my words when I did this one year was encourager. So I really wanted to encourage people. And as a trainer, I have a real easy time of getting into trainer mode. Like, okay, let me give you a solution. Let me figure this out for you. You know, it's in my nature to be that way because it's just the way I'm wired. And I always had to stop and say, okay, is that what they need right now? Or do they just need really? And I put a sign on my wall that said, who have you encouraged today? And it always caused me to look at it every day and think, okay, I'm teaching and I'm training and I'm doing what I do, but have I really taken the time to be an encourager of someone today? And that helped me so much to really live out that year the way that I wanted. But it also really caused me to create a habit pattern that now my go-to often is to be an encourager and then teach people what they need to do after that. So it's a lot of really great things came out of that. So I certainly would encourage you to, you know, put that inspire up and really think about it and be, you know, committed to that. It really is powerful what you can accomplish in a year when you really focus.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I've also realized, is that it doesn't have to be anything, you know, crazy out of the ordinary. It just needs to be, you need to be your authentic self, and you need to just share that with the world. And you just need to be completely certain about what you're saying and spread that energy, and it becomes infectious to other people. And I truly believe that a lot of people sit back and don't want to share their story or whatever it is because they don't think people will listen. And I think that's a big block for a lot of people. So just being authentic and sharing that is just, there's somebody out there who will see the light that you offer. And, so I just need to have confidence in what you're doing and 100% certainty.
Right. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
Working from my happy place would mean doing what what, you know, what I want to do, inspire freedom, creating freedom for myself, and more importantly, helping others do that. Because if I create something for myself, I don't, it's, it doesn't, that's, money is only one aspect. It's that's a byproduct of helping others. And working from my happy place would just be working on stuff every day that really matters and can make a change in the world and help inspire others, and following what it is you truly, your true passions are, and from being able to do that from anywhere in the world. So that's definitely, that's definitely what a happy place is for me.
Awesome. So what advice would you give then to others who are wanting to be entrepreneurs?
I would map out a plan. I wouldn't, if I was going to, if you think it's going to be a 6 month or get rich overnight ordeal, I would suggest not doing it. Not everybody has to be an entrepreneur. Some people are more designed for working for somebody, which is also fine, but you have to have a realistic approach, as it could take a while and you need to understand that it's going to be a journey. So you need to be understand that you are going to go through a lot of ups and downs. You're going to get kicked down. You're going to get ridiculed about certain things. It can be very lonely, but if you have a plan and you have a why and you stay consistent with it and you revisit while you're doing it, you have goals set up and you have, you start a routine and you really follow it for, and you are willing to go 5 years for this, that's what I could recommend. But if you're just in it to change things up and only be in it for a couple months, and if you don't make it, you don't make it, then I don't believe that's the right mindset, because you have to be ready to really commit to it and really give everything you got. So if that's something you want to do, then you need to really think about it and have an action plan and follow it to a T.
Great. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners might benefit from? And then in closing, can you tell us where they can find you?
Absolutely. University of Adversity podcast is something that's really special to me. Obviously, being guests on podcasts, you hear a lot of stories about others, and I really love sharing that. I really, my goal is to have people share their adversity and how they've been able to overcome it to go on to great things. And I really want to highlight that, because I really feel people can relate to the hero's journey. You know, they can relate to somebody that went through struggle and showed that the real person can do this and become successful. So that's a huge project of mine. University of Adversity podcast, and as well as my website and my marketing materials. We have a marketing platform that teaches the newest person how to basically go from employee to entrepreneur as seamless and easy as possible by teaching them the fundamentals of social media advertising, how to do it in a non-salesy way, email campaigns, how to launch proper videos, pictures, to pretty much set you up with the foundations and the tools so that you can go on to create a business for yourself. We also provide you with options that you can invest in as well to become a business owner. So it's pretty interesting, as well as creating a lot of content and constantly, you know, getting as much value as I can out there. That's pretty much what I'm working on every single day. So
great. And your website or Facebook, yep, or where can people find you?
So my website is lanceecios.com, and my social media is lancewecios. So I'm highly active on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So website lanceecios.com, where you can find, you can get access to the podcast as well as a free webinar, marketing materials, and then social media platforms, which is lanceecios.
Perfect. Well, Lance, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and for being on the show. And I'm going to check out your podcast. I'm sure it is very uplifting when you've got lots of stories there of people coming out of adversity. It's very uplifting, and I think it's very inspiring. So thanks so much for sharing that with society as a whole, and congratulations on your journey.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I had a good time. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.